94-year-old Bernice Mueller was living in her three-story home halfway between Durand and Pepin when she decided she'd had enough.
I couldn't do it. The outside work anymore, like cutting the grass and shoveling, and my neighbors helped me, but I just wanted to get away from all those extra outside jobs, you know.
She had to depend on other people, and she don't like to depend on other people.
Instead of looking at nursing homes, daughter Sandy Anderson says her mother already knew she wanted to live on her own in one of the apartments provided by the Pepin County Housing Authority.
At that time, there was a pretty long list. Yeah. You had to get on a list to, you know, as one person left or whatever happened, then an apartment would open up.
Phyllis Lee says that's not really the case anymore. Lee is the director of the Nonprofit Housing Authority, which provides low-income apartments for elderly, handicapped, and disabled people. However, Lee says their 102 apartments stay pretty full.
Most of them, if they're elderly, they're on Social Security, an SSI, or a pension. You know, so it's a fixed income. They don't have a lot to live on.
And Lee says some also require long-term care, which they don't provide. In the past, they've worked with the county to connect their residents with services. However, Pepin County recently converted to the state's family care program, which aims to provide cost-effective and comprehensive long-term care for seniors trying to remain independent. Phil Wichter is the county human services director. He says eligibility for long-term care services and referrals to resources are handled by a newly created Aging and Disability Resource Center as part of the family care program. Wichter says for the most part, they're able to get seniors the help they need, with the possible exception of 24-hour care.
It's really difficult and almost impossible to provide that. Then they have to look at some other setting other than the community, although we have been able to provide it in some cases, but on a very, very limited basis.
Tim Garrity agrees that 24-hour care is a challenge. He's the executive director of Western Wisconsin Cares, a managed care organization that contracts with the state to provide long-term care resources in Pepin County.
There's a trend towards, at times, having a shortage of nurses, and so it's just difficult to find enough staff people to be able to meet that need.
The State Department of Health Services says the goal of family care is to provide more services to seniors early on, so they don't get to that point. Deb Rathermill is with the DHS Division of Long-Term Care.
With the Aging and Disability Resource Center, people are able to go there long, long before they have exhausted their resources and learn about how to complement their own network of services with some community resources. Ideally, extend their own personal resources longer so that their need for public-funded long-term care can be reduced or eliminated.
Rathermill says it's still a work in progress. There are around 10,000 people on a waiting list for family care services. Rathermill says the state plans to bring them all on by the end of 2013. Sandy Anderson says seniors like her mom are glad to have other options besides nursing home care so they can have control over their lives rather than feeling like they're being taken care of.
They become a little community of their own, too. They almost like know when everybody gets up and know when they leave, and so they kind of keep an eye on each other too.
Yeah,
you know.
I'm happy here.
Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.